You can take just so much horror, and then you get used to it. They were interesting to watch, you know. They couldn't understand the glass. They could see us and they could rush at us, but that thin, invisible barrier held them off, stopped them. From time to time, we caught a glimpse of the rocks below. More rats down there. And then the tide began to rise.
If only it had drowned some of them.
Ship's rats don't drown. No, sir. You cannot drown one of them. They're all climbing up the tower.
This bunch around us is getting thicker.
Yeah. Say, what's the time?
6:15.
You've got first watch, Jean.
You're right.
Wake me at 10. Come along, Auguste.
It was getting dark. One side of the room was lit in a soft, filtered red. Sunset through the rats. Oh, very pretty. I set the weights, checked my fuel, and lit the lamp. It caught them, lit them in their gigantic wriggling web of pale, hairless bellies, twitching red tails, bright eyes. Then I started the rotary motor. The light drove them mad as she swung slowly and smoothly about. It blinded them in that fierce, stabbing bar of light, moving continually about, ever turning, ever touching, ever moving around and around. And they, twisting and stuttering, eyes flaming when they were struck by the light. The bright light moving and behind on the dark side of the room, so close. So close! I dare not turn my back, but you cannot help turning your back when you're in a room made of glass. On the dark side of the room, you could not see them. Only their eyes. Thousands of points of blink red light, blinking and twinkling like the stars of hell.